Welcome to Jessica Miles, the podcast, where each week we'll discuss my experiences as a professional spiritual medium, intuitive healer, and mentor. I'll be sharing what I've learned while developing as a psychic medium and facilitator of ancient healing modalities and much, much more. You were born with this innate ability to communicate and co-create with the unseen realms of the universe. This podcast is for those on a path of self-discovery and spiritual development, seeking grounded and practical tools to feel deeply rooted into spirit. I'm your host, Jessica Miles. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. As I sit down to record this episode, it is March 3rd, 2024, and I just wanted to take a moment to celebrate my husband. It is his birthday today. It is the big 4-8, and I just wanted to wish him a happy, happy birthday. And then for those of you who are listening to this, maybe just send him some loving energy, some blessings for the year ahead, and of course, for eternity. Like I said, I'm here in Big Bear, and I got the inspiration to record this episode based on my little nook in my master bedroom where I sit to have readings. And I was inspired by the world of spirit to share, like, I don't want to say the importance, but how we can really build our spiritual power from a devotional space. And so this is something that really assisted me in my own personal development. And so I really wanted to take the time today to share with you some of the things that I've gathered in building so much spiritual power or spiritual energy in the different locations of my homes. So many of you know that I reside in Hermosa Beach, California, but we are so fortunate to also have two other properties, one being in Big Bear Lake in the mountains, and then also in the desert in Yucca Valley. And an early part of my development, I did a lot of my devotional practice from my bed. And as I continued to sit in meditation and do practice readings and continue to build that connection with the world of spirit, I had spirit communicators that were trying to communicate with me while I was in bed. And so again, I'm going to share with you some things that I've learned, some things that I've gathered, and also some really beautiful ways in which you can create these sacred spaces in your home or in your office to essentially say to the world of spirit or your spiritual team, like, I am here in this space. I am open to receive. I first became aware of the concept of building your spiritual power from a few of my mentors in mediumship. But essentially, this has been around forever. If you think of prayer in church, or you think of prayer in front of altars, you're essentially creating this sacred space, a space that allows you to feel peaceful, maybe inspired, a place where you can just drop in and feel supported by, you know, your guides, God, your higher self. And so I always say, create a space away from any clutter. And it doesn't have to be fancy, right? Like, you can have just like a meditation pillow or a cushion on the ground. You can have some candles, maybe some flowers, some crystals, maybe some of your books that allow you to feel inspired. It really doesn't matter. It could simply just be a chair. But what you're doing is you're setting the intention for that space to be your sacred space where you intend to connect. So whether it's you're intending to connect for yourself, which I would highly encourage if you're at the beginning of your spiritual development or your spiritual journey, But for those of you who are in the development space, also setting those intentions for you to receive inspiration from the world of spirit, whether it be for yourself or for your clients. That's the way I have my area set up now. But in the beginning, it was essentially for me. It was me communing with my higher self, me communing with my soul, with God, with my guides, my allies, so that I could receive information for myself. For myself, I set up, I'm a Libra. I like things to be pretty and I like things to be aesthetically pleasing. I need things to be, you know, sort of cleansed around the space. And so each of my homes has these areas where I usually sit and will meditate, or I will channel write, or I will connect with my, for my clients and with my clients. And so again, it's for me, it needs to be a clean space. It needs to be a bright space. I love lots of light. But I would say for you, I suggest something that allows you to feel the most peaceful, to feel the most grounded, where you feel comfortable, where you feel relaxed, right? I probably wouldn't create a space where I'm going to see a lot of clutter or maybe a lot of laundry or things that are going to kind of drag you out of that peaceful place and maybe get you into a very stressful space. And so again, it could be a true devotion to an altar. But again, you can also just have a cushion or a pillow on the floor. You can have a comfortable chair or a cozy, like a more relaxed seat that has, or a more cozy seat that has more cushions and stuff. Again, it's really up to your comfort level. I really love sitting on the ground, but there's times in my practice where I want my feet anchored on the ground. And so just feel into what feels good. But again, remember, your intention is so powerful. Like, I'm intending to create this space so that I can connect with my soul. I can connect with you, God, with you angels, with you loved ones in spirit. This is where I meet you today. This is where I sit and I allow myself to be open to receive. So just think of it as that being your intention. Later in this conversation, I'm going to share with you the ways in which I definitely created spaces in my home that were a bit too active, that were drawing in a bit too much energy. And that just came with a learning curve as me being a professional medium, a professional intuitive healer, if we want to say psychic. So that space will feel a little bit different for you, especially if you have children in the home, right? Like, my children are highly sensitive as well. So they were picking up on a lot of my readings and things like that. And so I chose to actually move my office out of the home to create a little bit of energetic space and sovereignty so that they could have a peaceful night's sleep. Again, me being a professional, it just felt like that was more conducive for my home. So with dedication and repetition and you arriving to the same space, what you're essentially saying is you can count on me being here in this space to be open to receive. Now, when I first was developing, my intention was really for myself. And so I would sit in my bed. And I would, you know, drop into prayer and I'd open up my awareness to receive. I pull cards for myself in that bed. And it was just a place that felt really comfortable for me. I felt safe in that space. I felt cozy. I felt warm. But over time, and as I started to share my abilities with others, especially as it relates to the world of spirit, it didn't really align with what I needed in my home, right? Like, I started getting spirit communicators that were sort of tugging at my toes in the middle of the night or wanting to communicate. And that was at no fault to the spirit world. That was something that I created, right? I created enough energy there over a year. It happened very quickly. I will be honest. It happened within a month or two of me sitting in that same spot and me meditating every day, me running my energy every day, me becoming grounded in that same spot every day, me channel writing and getting inspired messages and creativity. Like, I was building a lot of devotion and energy from that same spot. And then I was also resting in that same spot. But then I also am somebody who is open, very open in the dream world. That's where I receive a lot of my own inspiration for myself and where I get messages from the world of spirit. And so I sort of created this area that was very, very open. But over time, it wasn't conducive for my sleep. And so I essentially had to set the intention to close down that spot. And I had to create a place in my home that was an office. So before I had my office, or I have my office that is outside of my home, I had an office in a spare room inside of my main living area. And so I did the same thing. I created the space. I set the intention for it to be a working space, and so that the world of spirit could only come and arrive there when I was working, because I had to have very clear boundaries at that time, because again, I had small children. They were picking up on information that was coming in for my clients for that week or that month, or things that I was studying. And then eventually over the next year, my husband said, hey, let's get you an office. And I have an office now that's literally, I go out my front door, I make a right. There's a little studio apartment right there that I actually go to now to do my readings and to have my sessions and to record my podcasts, etc. So again, think about your life. Think about what your intention is. Maybe your intention is to only be inspired for yourself. And maybe you feel good about having your little nook in your bed. Maybe you feel really good about creating a space in a spare room or in the corner of the house. Again, it's really up to you and what your intentions are. But what I will share is that if you are a professional, or if you have children who are highly sensitive, maybe just think about that and what your intentions are with the spirit world. My intentions were a little vague, I would say, until I started to learn over time, and I had to change those intentions over time and what I wanted the spirit world to be meeting me for in specific parts of my home. Now, once you have this sacred space, the space where you feel just so anchored and warm and grounded, where you feel peaceful, wherever that space is. Now, once you've created that space and you've created those very clear intentions on what that space is and what it means for you, then I want you to be able to sit in that space and really open up your senses. I want you to be open to how you may receive insight or inspiration or feelings from the world of spirit, but also your higher self, God, source, creator energy, and really allow yourself to bring your awareness around your shoulders, around your body. And when you're in that sacred space and you're asking to receive, some of us think that it needs to be very literal. And for some of you, it might. You might actually hear very clearly, this is the inspiration that you need in this moment. But for most people, it's very subtle until you begin to build that energy over time. It is a muscle, your intuition. It is a muscle that you're building and that you're exercising. It is also a language that you are learning with your higher self, or I should say that you're remembering, okay? And so I want you to really allow yourself to open up. Allow yourself to be open through your imagination, that visualization. What is your ears allowing you to hear in that moment? Like as I'm recording this, I have my eyes closed. I'm sitting in the sacred space in my Big Bear cabin. And even though I have these headphones on that are noise canceling, I can actually hear the wind rustling. I could hear, you know, the wind chime in my window, and I'm allowing myself to be open to the sounds. I'm allowing myself to be open to the smells and the tastes. I'm allowing myself to feel the energy that is building around me. And as I'm saying this to you, I'm getting chills. And when the world of spirit begins to merge in my field, sometimes my teeth get, I get cold, and my teeth kind of begin to chatter a bit. That is a very clear calling card for me that I am open to the awareness and the impressions of the world of spirit. And so I really want you to sink into that space and just be open to how you may receive information. And there is no right or wrong way, but just notice the subtle energies around you. I often get highly emotional in my space. Like I'll get teary-eyed and I'll feel this warmth in my heart. And as I'm saying this in this moment, I'm feeling those chills come through my body. And so again, I'm aware that the spirit world is here and that I am, thank you, I'm hearing the spirit world speak to me, and that I am I'm here and I'm ready and I can sort of send that inspiration, those questions, the, you know, any offerings that I am curious about, I can send those inspirations to the world of spirit and they know that I'm open and ready to receive. If you feel like you want to, again, light that candle or burn some sacred sage or Palo Santo or an incense, or maybe you like to work with essential oils or like just the essence of flowers or active live plants, please do so. You do whatever allows you to feel the most grounded and the most receptive and the most calm and the most centered. And when you arrive at this space, you're affirming that this is a loving, gentle space for you to receive only the highest, most intentional, most loving messages for yourself and for everyone concerned, right? You're setting the tone for the information that you want to receive and how you want to feel while you're receiving those messages. The spirit world is not scary. We may have belief systems or we've seen movies that make us feel like we need to be afraid, and I honor that. I was that person. But what I will share with you is that if you allow yourself to set those very clear intentions for the essence that you want to call in, the guides of the highest intention, the highest wisdom, the angels of the most healing and most loving light, I want to call in my inspired guides, the ones who are going to allow me to be guided towards my most abundant path, right? It's the language in which you speak. If you sit down with the intention of fear, you are going to already create this essence of fear and anxiety in the body. So again, let the space be very peaceful and very loving and very, very intentional in how you want to feel and what you want to experience and how you want it expressed back to you. Now, some of you may say, Jess, I don't have the time to devote 5 minutes or an hour to a daily practice. And I'm going to challenge you on that, because you can wake up in the morning before you even fully open your eyes and you could say, I am calling in this gratitude. I am so grateful for this warm bed. I'm so grateful for my partner. I'm so grateful for this roof over my head. And you can start your morning with gratitude. And that, in essence, you're creating spiritual power from your pillow. And so just think of that. Like, even if you have 2 minutes to this space, you're still setting that intention that when you sit here and when you arrive here, you're coming from a very whole and loving place that says, I am devoted to myself in this moment and how I want to feel today and how I want to show up in the world and what do I want to receive in this moment. And so your practice can be anywhere from a minute to an hour. Again, trust your intuition and what it is that you need. You never want it to create stress. So again, it could be as quick as a quick prayer, a quick moment, quick blessings for yourself or the world. Or maybe you have, you know, 15 minutes, 30 minutes to devote to yourself in meditation. But what I will say this is a very selfish act for yourself. It's an act of self-care. It's an act of self-love, and you are important and you are worthy of receiving that. And when you take care of yourself and when you devote to yourself, you are filling up your own cup and you are better for everyone else. And so again, maybe today it's a minute, maybe tomorrow it's 5 minutes, maybe it's an hour. Again, whatever you can do to create that sacred space for yourself in your devotional area of your home, on your pillow, on your bed, with those very clear intentions, you are building that spiritual power. You are building that spiritual power. So you guys, let me know. Let me know if you have a devotional practice. Two, if you have a devotional practice, what does it look like? What does your space feel like? Please share it with me. I want to hear, you know, I mean, for a while, you guys, my devotional spiritual space was the front seat of my car because I had two young kids and I didn't have the time or quiet time to have those meditations sometimes. And so I would go hop into the front seat of my car and I would go find a spot in front of the park and I would just sit there for 15 minutes and meditate. And so again, you can create these spaces, these devotional spaces where you're saying, I am going to meet you here, God. I'm going to meet you here, angels. I'm going to meet you here, loved ones in spirit. I'm going to meet you here in this seat. So please let me know what spaces you've created for yourself. How has it served you? What have you learned? What have you learned from creating these rituals and routines for yourself? Let me know. You can hit me up on Instagram. You can send me a DM. You can send me a private email. I love hearing from you guys. And in the meantime, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. There's so much coming to the podcast this month. I have an incredible announcement. So please, please, please tune in later this week. I have a surprise for you guys. I'm going to be dropping two episodes this week, but I have a surprise teacher for you this week. So please keep in touch, share this with a friend. If you feel so called, you guys leaving reviews on the podcast and sharing it is what keeps this podcast going. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. I love you and you have a beautiful, beautiful day or week ahead. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I look forward to hearing from you. Please share your comments with me on Instagram at @peoplecallmejess. Your continued support means the world to me. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Plus, share this episode with a friend or loved one that you feel would benefit from today's conversation. Thank you for listening.